Well, we appreciate the music. We appreciate having the opportunity to think together this morning and sing together this morning about prayer and about joy and about, I believe, what God wants us to experience in 2023. We've talked together about in 2023 we want to be salt and light. Salt and light. And we preached about that the first Sunday of the year. Jesus talked about how when salt loses its flavor, what can be done. And so one of the things that we want to do in 2023 is to make sure that we, as God's people, we don't lose our saltiness, that we don't become flat, that people will always, when they're around us, they will sense the flavor of Jesus about us, and that we will be the salt of the earth. And we also talked about how we want to be the light of the world. Jesus said that he wants us to be the light of the world. And we reflect Jesus Christ. He's our light. We reflect him to the world. And so the question that we need to answer for ourselves in 2023 is, how can we make sure that we're saltier than we've ever been before? How can we make sure that our light is shining brighter than it's ever shined before? And in so doing, we can make an impact and make a difference on the world that we are in, whether it's in our neighborhoods or at work or in our families, with our friends. We want to be salt and light. And one way we talked about how we can do that is to spend time in God's Word. And we've already alluded to the challenge to read through God's Word in 2023, find a small group Bible study that you can be a part of, and study God's Word in 2023. I believe it's going to give us the strength and stability to live through 2023 that we're going to need. None of us know what we're going to face in this year. We don't know what we're going to face in our nation. We don't know exactly what we're going to face in our own personal lives, but we can prepare ourselves and strengthen ourselves by spending time in God's Word. But there's also something else that we can do in 2023 that can help us be salt and light. There's another thing that we can commit ourselves to that can help us get through 2023 and be able to face whatever situation and circumstance that may come into our lives. We can face it with confidence and encouragement if we'll decide today that we're going to give ourselves to developing a consistent and powerful prayer life for 2023. That goes along with reading God's Word. You'll notice this morning in the bulletin that you have an insert. It's called How to Have a Holy Hour. And this is part of the challenge for 2023. I want to challenge you to take this insert and read over it and understand that this is an opportunity that for you to make a commitment for a 30-day period in your life to take an hour every day and just set it aside and say, this is going to be a holy hour in my life. It may be in your living room. It may be in your prayer closet. It may be in whatever place you choose. But you pick a time and you pick an hour. You pick a 30-day period and say, you know, for the next 30 days, I'm going to follow this plan of how to have a holy hour. And you'll notice that there are different things that you spend different amounts of time in that hour as you pray and as you read God's Word and that kind of thing. And it starts with confession and then waiting on the Lord, just waiting in His presence, being silent. Then it's spending time in His Word. And then having a time of intercession. Now, have a list of people that you can pray for and things that you want to talk to God about. Have a time of petition and a time of thanksgiving and then a time of singing. Now, this is for your private, personal time. Nobody has to hear you sing. I've heard some of you sing. But God is pleased when we sing to him. Doesn't make any difference whether you can carry a tune or stay on key, but sing to him. Meditate on his word. Let God's word speak into your life. And then spend some time listening. Spend some time in the Psalms. And then spend some time praising him. I want to challenge you. May not be in the next couple of months or 3 months or sometime this year. Take this plan and make a commitment that for 30 days, you're going to spend an hour, set aside an hour to go through this plan and spend time with God. And let that be that time that you're setting apart. Holy means to set apart for the Lord. Set apart that time and see what a difference it will make in your life. See what a difference it will make in your relationship and your walk with the Lord. See what a difference it will make in the level of joy you have. And see what a difference it will make in the way you face and walk through the problems sometimes of life. So let me challenge you to do that. And I'm looking forward to on Sunday evenings or sometime maybe on Sunday mornings, hearing some testimonies about how God has used this to help strengthen you and help you to grow in your faith and grow as a disciple for Jesus Christ. You see, this is all about being better disciples, being stronger disciples, being more committed disciples to him. And if you're going to be a strong disciple, you have to take deliberate measures. You have to do something intentional to commit yourself to some things that's going to add strength to your life. And so that's what these next few Sundays are going to be all about, in challenging you to be intentional in doing some things in your own spiritual walk to help strengthen your life as a disciple, as a follower of Christ. As we come now to this new year and as we talk about prayer today, I just want to challenge you to understand the importance of prayer. Now you might say, well, Pastor, we all know that prayer is important. We talk about how prayer is important all the time. And you know, I talk about how prayer is important. And I talk about how I should pray more. I talk about how I should spend more time in prayer. But I have to confess to you that many times prayer takes the back seat to me being busy. It takes sometimes the back seat to me preparing sermons. Sometimes it takes the back seat to me spending time with other people. Sometimes prayer is easy to put off, and Satan wants us above everything else to put prayer off in our life. Satan fears that we'll find our knees in prayer before God, because he knows that when God's people pray, he's defeated. We need to understand that we as God's people, in this time, especially in the time we live, prayer is all the more important, because if anything that we see in 2023 more than anything else and any time else in our lives is that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We are fighting against Satan. And we cannot fight against Satan with our fists. We can't fight against Satan with just our physical bodies. We have to fight against Satan spiritually. And the way we fight against Satan is through getting into God's word and getting on our knees in prayer before him. Prayer was important in the Old Testament. It's amazing when we look into Psalms, the psalmist always is talking about prayer. Prayer was such an important part of the psalmist's life, an important part of David's life and the psalms that he wrote and the other psalmist writers. The scripture that we talked about this morning, especially Psalm 62:8, where the psalmist says, "Trust in him, trust in the Lord at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him." I hope that we understand that prayer is not just for the times when we just don't have anything else to do. I hope we understand that prayer is just not something we relegate to the point where we just have run out of all the other options we can do. And so I guess we'll just have to talk to God about the situation or circumstance we're in. Heard a story one time about people who were on a cruise. Mary Ellen and Don, you may not want to hear this. They were on a cruise. And something went wrong on the cruise, and they were just dead in the water. And the engines wouldn't run. And they were there 2 or 3 days. And everything they tried, they just couldn't get things going. And they were stranded out in the middle of the ocean. And so there was a pastor on board, and he knew that they were having problems. And he went to the captain and he said, "You know, I think we ought to just gather everybody together and let's pray and let's ask God to solve this problem." And so they were getting the announcing to everybody around, "We're having a prayer meeting in 2 hours on deck. Everybody join us." And when they were inviting people, someone said, "You mean it's gotten that bad? It's gotten that bad? We're going to have to pray about it?" I hope that's not a picture of your prayer life. You see, we need to learn as believers, and especially in this year, that prayer is something that we need to do when we're rejoicing and when things are going great. And prayer is something we need to do when things are going bad. Prayer is something we need to do when things are just flat and we just don't know, and there's no particular problem. But we need to understand that prayer needs to become a conscious, intentional habit of our life where we constantly come into God's presence and we talk to Him. We talk to Him as our Father and as our God. And we talk to Him and let Him know what's going on in our heart. Now, does God already know what's going on? Yeah, He does. But you know, it's important for us to talk to Him about things because of what it does for us. It brings a peace and a understanding and a knowledge that God is in control. And it's good because God has seen fit to invite us to come and talk to Him. He values us coming into His presence and talking to Him, just like many times we as fathers or mothers value the times our children come and just sit down and talk to us. Prayer is important. Psalmist also said that the Lord is near all who call out to Him. There's something about when we call out to God that God draws near and inclines His ear and like He's saying, "Okay, tell me." 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. The writer tells us there that we should seek the Lord and His strength and seek His face always. That's what prayer is. Prayer was important to Jesus. Here, Jesus, God's Son, who came into the world and was a human being like us and yet fully God. Over and over again, the Gospels tells us how Jesus would rise early in the morning while it was still dark and get alone by Himself and to pray. Jesus taught the importance of prayer. He taught the importance of private prayer. He talked about how when you pray, you should go into your closet and shut out the world and focus on talking to God. Many times after Jesus would dismiss the crowds, after standing before them and teaching them, and sometimes even feeding them and meeting their physical needs, He would send them away and then go up on the mountains and by Himself to pray. Jesus looked forward to that time of prayer. It was important for Him to recharge His batteries and understand that He needed to maintain a connection with His Father. We need to understand that for ourselves. God just doesn't do a work in our life and then motion us to leave and go out on our own. God does a work in our life and then He wants us to stay connected to Him. He wants us to stay connected to His Son so that our batteries can always be recharged, so that the Spirit can always be rising up in our lives and in our hearts and directing us to begin to talk to God about every situation and every circumstance in our life. Prayer is important, and it always has a private aspect and a personal aspect, and a public aspect. We've already talked about how Jesus would draw Himself away from the crowds and go to His Father and pray. But there were also times when Jesus would stand in front of people and pray on their behalf and to pray for their benefit. Jesus was standing over the tomb of Lazarus. And the story tells us that Jesus stood there and he lifted up his eyes to the Lord and he prayed to the Lord. And at the end of the prayer, he said, "I prayed this not for me, but for those around me who are listening." Sometimes prayers communicate as much to those around who are listening as it does to anyone else. Prayer is important. It has a public aspect and a private aspect. I hope that you have times and you have people that you can get with and pray about situations and circumstances. I value the times that our elders have before our worship service, before Sunday school, where we meet and pray every Sunday. I need their prayers for me, and we need to pray for each other. And I rejoice when I see people in our church coming together and gathering together to pray. It's important to pray. The early disciples, as they were pulling together to the early church in the book of Acts, we notice that the church was characterized by a lot of things. It was characterized by the teaching of the apostles' words, of teaching God's word. They were characterized by sharing their prosperity generously with those who didn't have enough. It was characterized by thanksgiving, but we notice it was characterized first and foremost by prayer, and it was public prayer. When there was a problem in the early church, when they were wondering what God was doing and even wondering about their own survival and wondering about those who were leading them and the trouble they were in, we notice that over and over again, the church found a way to pray together for what was going on. We need to understand in 2023, that it's not only important for us as individuals to have our holy hour, to have that time when we pray alone before God, but it's also important for us as a church to understand how important it is for us as God's people to pray together and to lift our voices up to God in prayer and understand that He is listening to us, not only as individuals, but He's listening to us as a corporate body. They prayed together. Prayer is important, and it needs to take a priority in our life. Scripture that we read in Philippians said, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Paul here was talking about how important it was for him to pray and how important it was for him, for the people that he taught and that he was a part of, for them to pray. And he juxtaposed here worry with prayer, and he said, "Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Pray about everything that's going on in your life. Pray about anything, anywhere, any place. Pray for everything that's going on in your life without ceasing." It's good to be intentional. It's good to have a plan to pray. Prayer needs to take a priority in our lives and in the life of our church. But prayer is important also because it gives some benefits to our life. See, prayer helps us to develop a relationship with God. Relationships are developed through talking and sharing and listening. That's relationship building. And when we talk to God, we are building our relationship with Him. Your relationship will never become any more strong than your prayer life. Coming to Him and talking to Him. Prayer helps us to gain an understanding of God's loving nature. There's something about coming into God's presence and talking to Him about the situations and circumstances in our life, that we're not only acknowledging that we're depending on Him in those situations and circumstances, but we're also coming into His presence and we have the opportunity to again to realize that He loves us. And He loves us enough to spend time with us. And He loves us enough to open his ears to what we have to say and to listen to us. And he loves us enough to be willing to allow us to come to him and seek his guidance in our life. Prayer not only gives us an understanding of God's loving nature and it helps us to build a relationship with God, but prayer provides answers to some of the things that bother us and puzzle us and some of the things that we're wondering what we should do next. Sometimes God answers our prayers with yes, and sometimes he answers our prayer with no, and sometimes he answers our prayer with wait. But he always answers our prayer. Prayer provides answers into our life. Prayer also helps us to find a direction in our life. Some of us struggle with trying to find direction. We wonder, what is it that God wants us to do? And sometimes we come into situations and circumstances where we deal with trying to make decisions about our life, decisions about our future. Prayer helps us to find the specific answers and guidance that we seek. Even when he chooses not to answer immediately or he doesn't answer the way we had hoped, prayer itself is always a way to find peace in the midst of any situation and circumstance, whether it's trying to find the decisions for your own life, whether it's trying to find direction for your life. Prayer will at least bring peace to your life. Prayer gives you strength to avoid temptation. In the garden, Jesus was with his disciples, and you remember that he asked them to wait, and he was going to go into the inner garden to pray, and he asked them to watch and pray. Here's what he said: watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. You know, one of the reasons we struggle so much with temptation in our life, and one of the reasons we struggle so much with defeat in our life when it comes to sin, is because of a lack of prayer. And Jesus was giving the disciples here that night, on that very important, crucial night, as the mobs were gathering to come to arrest Jesus and set in motion the fact that he was going to go to the cross and die for us, he was telling his disciples, and he was imploring them, watch and pray so that you won't enter into temptation. We can overcome the temptation that comes when it comes to sin if we will pray. Ask God to help us from making the wrong decisions and give strength to do what is right. Prayer gives us the strength to avoid temptation. If you're having trouble with temptation this morning, don't really need to come talk to the pastor about it. To tell you the truth, sometimes I don't want to know. But I can tell you something you can do. You can go and talk to God about it. And really, that's what we're going to do anyway. If you come talk to me about it, we're going to pray about it. Start by talking to God about where you are in your temptations. Prayer also aligns your will with God's will. Does it ever shock you sometimes when you're praying and you just know in your heart and mind, this is exactly what God needs to do, and this is what you're asking God to do, and this is what, in fact, you come very close to instructing God to do this thing that you're asking him to do. And then all of a sudden, as you pray and as you talk to him, all of a sudden you begin to understand that this isn't what God wants at all. And you begin to understand that your will is beginning to align with his will, and he's giving you a whole new picture of what needs to be done. He's giving you a whole new direction of where you need to go. He's showing you his will. The purpose of prayer is not to tell God how you want him to do something. Rather, it is better for us to pray until we understand him and his ways. Prayer is bringing ourselves to the point where we ultimately say, Lord, just align me with your will. I've already told you what I want, but this may not be what you want, but help me to accept what you want in my life. C.S. Lewis made this statement, prayer doesn't change God, it changes me. Prayer doesn't change God, it changes me. Prayer can help you to accept God's will. We can talk about wanting to come into alignment with God's will. There's a lot of times that God has helped me to get in line with God's will and to realize what God really wants to do in my life and where He wants me to go. But I haven't always liked it. And sometimes I haven't accepted it. And sometimes I've fought against it. But as I pray, and as we pray, prayer can help us come to the point of acceptance of God's will, even when we have a hard time with accepting it. Prayer brings us closer to God, and it better helps us to understand the things that He wants to do in our life and how that fits into what God's will is for us. Prayer invites the Holy Spirit into our life. The Holy Spirit has a way of working in the heart and life of a person who is on their knees, who is addressing God and talking to God about the situations and circumstances in their life. When we come to God and we pray and we say we depend on God for His answers, the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to come and work in our lives in ways that sometimes is just remarkable and amazing to us. When we pray, we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. And when we pray, it helps us to become more like Jesus. Jesus set the perfect example for prayer. And as we follow His example, we will become like Him. Let's spend time with God in prayer in 2023. Let's quit talking about it. Let's just quit talking about how important it is. And let's just do like all those guys who wear the Nike golf shoes and the Nike running shoes. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. God's word calls us to pray. Prayer is how we commune with God. Prayer allows us to participate in God's work. Prayer is God's work. Prayer gives us power over evil. Prayer is always available. Prayer brings us into a humble obedience and a humble walk with God. Prayer grants us the privilege of experiencing who God is and what He wants to do in our life. Let's pray. Father, thank You for what Your word says to us about prayer. Thank You for the challenge that prayer is. But Father, most of all, thank You for the privilege of prayer, that we can walk into the presence and come into the presence of the Creator, of a God who created this whole world, this infinite, loving, good God. And You're willing to listen to everything that's on our hearts. Thank You for being a God that we can come into Your presence and pour out our hearts to You. And so, Father, today, lead us in making that commitment to pour out our hearts to You, to set aside that time, to spend time with You. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.